Chapter 7. She needs to trust him totally. Honesty and openness. Dorothy felt both perplexed and enchanted by Frank's mystique. She had never met a more private man, and he often evaded her questions. Near the end of a date, she might ask him where he was going or what he was planning to do. He would just wink, smile knowingly, and say, "I'll call you tomorrow." Frank's behavior seemed a bit odd, but Dorothy told herself that everybody has a right to privacy. Certainly, Frank had a right to keep some things to himself. Truth be told, Frank had several things he kept to himself, specifically other girlfriends he did not want Dorothy to know about. When he couldn't conveniently evade her questions, he took pains to mislead her by telling her about non-existent projects he had to complete at work. His true projects were dates with other women. Sometimes Dorothy suspected him of seeing someone else, but he made such a big thing out of his right to privacy that she felt guilty whenever she questioned his honesty. Besides, Frank had a lot of other things Dorothy wanted in a man. He was affectionate and charming. Other women cast envious looks when she walked into a party with such a tall, good-looking fellow. To ice the cake, he had an excellent income and spent money on her generously. When Frank proposed, all these pluses far outweighed his "I need my privacy" minus. "He'll tell me everything after we're married," Dorothy thought. As it turned out, Frank's behavior did not change after the wedding. In fact, it seemed to become a bigger problem, because now that they lived together, Frank had more occasions than ever to be secretive. Interestingly enough, all this need for privacy did not mean Frank saw another woman. Once he made the marriage commitment, he dropped his other girlfriends to settle down. But he still reserved the right to get home from work when he felt like it. Since his job involved an irregular schedule, Dorothy could seldom plan much of anything. Frank would call but would only say, "I'll be late, maybe by 6:30, I'm not sure." Dorothy quickly learned she was part of the "keep the dinner warm in the oven" brigade. Once he did get home, Frank seemed to lose the charm that dazzled her during courtship. He had little to say when it came down to making plans. "Can I invite the Morgans for dinner Saturday night?" Dorothy would ask. "Not sure," Frank would reply. "I'll have to see. It's a busy week." And so it went, from frustration to depression for Dorothy. Frank remained faithful enough, and he really had nothing to hide. For some reason, however, known only to him, he didn't want to share what he was doing or thinking. "At the wedding, our pastor said in marriage, two become one," Dorothy told her friend Marge. "But Frank and I really can't be one if he won't share with me. I've asked him to go talk with our pastor with me, but he won't hear of it, and he forbids me to go alone. He tells me people at church will find out and misunderstand." Mistrust destroys her sense of security. Dorothy and Frank are headed for trouble unless he realizes he has to change. If Frank insists on going on with his routine, he will only manage to slowly empty most of his love bank account with his wife. When his love bank account gets dangerously low, Dorothy will become a vulnerable target for a man who knows how to make her feel trusting and secure. A sense of security is the bright golden thread woven through all of a woman's five basic needs. If a husband does not keep up honest and open communication with his wife, he undermines her trust and eventually destroys her security. To feel secure, a wife must trust her husband to give her accurate information about his past, the present, and the future. What has he done? What is he thinking or doing right now? What plans does he have? If she can't trust the signals he sends, or if, as in the case of Frank, he refuses to send any signals, she has no foundation on which to build a solid relationship. Instead of adjusting to him, she always feels off balance. Instead of growing up with him, she grows away from him. The wife who can't trust her husband to give her the information she needs also lacks a means of negotiating with him. Negotiation between a husband and wife forms an essential building block to the success of any marriage. But without honesty and openness, a couple can resolve or decide very little. Suppose, for example, a wife wants to plan the family's next vacation. She asks her husband, "Where would you like to go, camping or to the resort?" Her husband thinks to himself, "I know she'd rather go to the resort, but I hate it there." However, he says to her, "Let's go to the resort." So they go to the resort, and her husband sits around grumpy for 2 weeks, muttering about how they could have bought better camping equipment for the same amount they are spending on being fancy. The above scenario seems the stuff of which sitcoms are made, and these stories strike a chord with viewers because they seem so real. In a marriage that lacks honesty and openness, however, the lines of the actors sound less amusing.